day.
Yeah, that's right. But we will put on the wedding of a lifetime. No, we've just been talking about marriage versus wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wedding, eh. But anyway, okay, so right now in studio we have Jennifer, a participant in Match No Match. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You look great. Very colorful outfit.
I know. Well, check her out. She works out. Can you tell, Dave?
Should I check her out in front of everyone? Can I check you out?
So would you like me to do a spin real quick?
Okay. I like it already. Wait, before you do it, get to your computers right now because you can view this spin coming up at breakradioshow.com. Here we go. Jennifer is getting off the seat, is about to climb on the table and drink some beer. What? No, I'm kidding. She's not climbing on the table. Here we go. The spin. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's magnificent.
I know.
All right.
I thought she was going to spin on a bicycle without a bicycle.
That is very good. Yes.
I think spinning.
I can do that too.
You look you look in great shape. And now let's bring from line two our other participant, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Lee, you are in for an amazing situation here. That's all I could say. Too bad you weren't in studio. Wait, are you on the internet?
I was just about to look it up.
Yeah, I knew he would.
That's so unfair.
All right. Well, we're
Oh, she's really, really cute, though.
You won't be able to see her back.
I'm surprised.
All right. Well, this is good. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Lee. And of course, you know Leah. Here's Leah Haven. Say hello, Lee.
Hey, Lee. Yeah. How are you, darling?
Good. How are you doing today?
I am doing very, very well.
Okay. So Lee and Jennifer, you know the rules. Okay. The rules are just, we're going to ask
questions.
There
are no rules.
There are no rules. That's right. I remember the book, The Rules, remember?
Trash.
I didn't like that.
Trash.
It was all about the wedding ring. Remember, you got to get the engagement ring. Do you guys, Lee and Jennifer, do you remember that? The book, The Rules?
I didn't read The Rules.
I did not read the rules.
Yeah.
It's trash. It's
rule
propaganda.
Number one, do not read the rules.
Do not read the rules.
Yeah.
Break the rules.
Yeah, break the rule. No, don't break the rule. Just don't read the rules. Now, so we're going to ask you some questions. And by the way, match, no match. No is spelled K-N-O-W. So it's not necessarily no match. We want you to know the match. And then at the end of the time, about a half hour or so of questions, we'll see if you both think you are a match or no match. And if you do, we have a prize selected just for you. I sound like one of those people on
you
the game.
You do. Show. You need to be on The Price is Right.
Yeah, The Price is Right. Okay, that's a different show. Now, question.
Let's make a deal then.
Yes, we will make a deal. Remember Monty Hall?
I do remember Monty Hall.
No, you're too young for that.
No, unfortunately, I'm not. I remember
Jennifer, doesn't Leah look great?
Beautiful.
At her age? I shouldn't say it that way. At her age.
Yeah, I'm only 92.
You had a birthday yesterday.
I did have a birthday yesterday.
Nice birthday. So, okay, so first question will go to Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay, because ladies first.
Ladies first, yes.
Wait, Lee, do you believe in ladies first?
That's assuming I'm a lady.
Oh, that was a good one. Lee, did you hear what Jennifer said?
No.
Do you want to repeat that?
He said that's assuming I'm a lady.
Ooh.
I got a different question now I'm going to ask. There goes my original question. But Leah, so you believe ladies first, right?
No question about it.
Okay, so question one. Jennifer, how are you on your best behavior when going on a date?
My makeup is in place. My hair is done. I'm usually wearing something that fits well.
You're not wearing cutoffs and flip-flops?
Unless we're rollerblading on a beach or something like that, and then I will. But otherwise, I try to work on it a little bit.
Ding, ding, ding. I like her.
Okay, that is good. So, Lee, same question. How are you on your best behavior when going on a date?
Well, first of all, I always bring my gentleman with me, which is just some old-fashioned being a gentleman, opening doors and chairs out. I'm dressed appropriately, and hopefully I smell good, too.
All right. So two pretty good answers. Now, the follow-up question is this. How is your best – and this is – we'll start with Lee this time. How is your best behavior different than who you usually are? Good one, huh? You see the setup in that question?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I love doing that. NLP all the way. Okay.
Yeah, the good part about that is I guess I'm always on my best behavior then.
Nice answer. Wow, that was good.
Well said.
That was well said. And should we ask Jennifer the same question?
Yes, we should.
Okay, Jennifer, how are you? How is your best behavior different than who you usually are?
Well, I'd have to agree with Lee that I'm usually on my best behavior. I don't wear a whole lot of makeup if I don't absolutely have to. So that would probably be the only big difference is I don't. I'm not a big makeup person.
Well, I think you're naturally beautiful, so you probably don't need a lot of makeup.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Well,
that's what keeps her beautiful because she doesn't cake it on.
Yeah, I don't like stuff on my face.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Well, you know, Asante has a new cosmetic line that's coming out that's all minerals. And the colors are fabulous. So it's like not wearing anything. I get to play with it. So,
well, let's ask you this. What would change in your life if you found the love of your life? Let's go with Lee first. What would change in your life if you found the love of your life?
His bathroom.
That's a good one.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there might be a little bit more decoration on the walls and things like that. You know, a lot of things. I mean, I'm really good about going places, doing things, being active. But the difference would have that special someone with me, so all of that just carries a lot more meaning to it.
Oh, nice. More meaning. Yeah, I like that.
You know what? That is so perfect.
That is good. So, Jennifer, what would change in your life if you found the love of your life? And it could be positive or negative.
Well, it would be positive, obviously. I mean, I think it would just be the way that I allocate my time, mm-hmm. probably. I would spend less time doing... I do a lot of stuff myself alone. You know, being single, you go to a lot of dinner parties by yourself, and you go to a lot of places, and I travel by myself. So, obviously, who I was allocating my time with, it would be a beautiful thing, right? It would be great.
Nice. Yes.
Probably wouldn't spend quite so much time at the gym anymore.
You know what? I don't think they like my bathroom answer.
I love it. I think it's so true too, though.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, let's do a follow-up on that one. Jennifer, how would you describe the love of your life? What are some of the inner qualities? Let's start with inner qualities, and then you can go from there.
Well, the inner qualities, you know, I think kindness and a compassion for people, that's a big one for me. I think that's just so sexy when a guy just has empathy for others and has a generous spirit and a generous heart. So that would probably be number one. You know, that bright, beautiful smile that comes from the inside, right?
Like,
you
love
can't fake
a good smile.
That, right?
No, you can't.
You can't. And sparkly, dancing eyes, just, you know, a sense of adventure and a sense of you know, intelligence, obviously.
Intellectual compatibility is really important.
And you don't have to agree on everything, but you got to at least be able to have discussions that are intelligent and meaningful.
That is fantastic. Kindness, compassion. Look at he's whistling or something. Wow. A generous heart, a smile, a sparkling, dancing eyes. I love these descriptions. Intelligence. Okay, Lee, you're on the spot now. What are some of the qualities that your love of the life would exhibit, starting from the inner qualities?
Well, you know, self-confidence. A self-esteem about herself and a comfort level with who she is and where she is in life and a comfort level of who she's with and the confidence that you're building something special together. You know, just that to me, that's a tremendous inner beauty that somebody can have. We've all had to deal with jealousies and insecurities in our lifetime. And, you know, at this state right now, it's more about being together because you want to be together and because you want to make each other happy. And so a lot of those inner qualities would come out.
Wow, that's also a really nice answer.
I like that.
Wow, make each other happy, you said. Now, let's
smiling?
Go. I'm sorry?
Is she smiling?
She is smiling, even lighting up a cigarette. No, I'm kidding. She's not lighting up a cigarette. She's a health and fitness.
Yes, she is. And God, you can tell, can't you?
But it was a fake cigarette. Okay, so anyway, just kidding.
You know
about
what? I'm
going
to have to vote you off the island.
I know.
Dave.
What is going on here today? Come on, Tom. You like what I'm saying, right? Yeah, he's enjoying it. I like your bathroom joke.
Okay.
Anyway, we got 3 minutes before the next break. However, let's go to Jennifer on a follow-up question. What You mentioned inner qualities because that was the question. How about external type things? Is that important to you? And if it is, what type of things would be important externally?
Well, I think anybody would be lying to say if that didn't have some kind of importance to it. I'm just a big believer that if somebody takes good care of themselves, they look good.
I agree.
So that's, you can pretty much, having done what I've done for as long as I've done it, you can pick that up right away if somebody takes really good care of themselves. So that's going to show up on the outside. Again, going back to the smile, nice clean white teeth.
Teeth are important.
Teeth are important to me.
We're adding teeth here. Okay.
And just, an energy about them. They can't be down and slow moving.
A happy person.
Yes, very happy.
Oh,
good
a happy
energy.
Person.
Happy and upbeat.
Yes.
I like that.
Smiling.
So really, it sounds like a lot of inner qualities still that really manifest externally. So it seems you're really big on these inner qualities, which I think the way it should be.
Well, I think the more beautiful you are on the inside, the more it radiates to the outside.
Wow.
I agree. I totally agree.
So, Lee, how are you liking this so far before I ask you the next question?
Well, just let her know that I'm not British. I have good teeth.
We're going to verify that. We're sending a dentist over to your house right now, and you could expect them in a few minutes. Tom, how much time we have left? We have 1 minute. So, Lee, we're going to ask you a follow-up question after this break, and we'll take a quick break right now. And, Leah, you've got some great participants in Match No Match today, Lee and Jennifer.
Well, fortunately, I know them both. I just met Jennifer. We met on Facebook. But I know Lee, and two of the qualities you mentioned were intelligence and smile. This guy always smiles.
Oh,
always upbeat and happy.
Oh, you're giving Lee some help here.
Well, no, it's just I call him as I see him.
Yeah, I like it. That is good. Lee doesn't need help, but Leah and Lee? LL, I'm not saying as a match, but I'm saying they start with the same initial. We'll be right back after this break.
You have found Arizona Station 1010 KXXT. Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7-steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring Leah Haven, owner and founder of SmartFem. That's smartfem.com. You should get on that website now. It's good stuff.
It's really, really good stuff. And we have some amazing stuff on there right now.
Wow, this is good. And they'll see a banner ad of?
Asante.
And?
Well, Break, of course. Break Radio.
Oh, good. There we go. I knew we were there. Okay. And let's see. We have in studio Jennifer, a very delightful woman, a lady who is giving some great answers. And on the line, Lee, a gentleman that sounds very intelligent, confident, and the key word is a perfect gentleman. It sounds like that.
Exactly. And very articulate. Both of our guests are very articulate.
Wow. I can't wait to see in the next 10 or 15 minutes if this is a match or no match.
I'm going to go. I'm going to bet on this. I'm going to say match.
Wow. We're going to do an early betting.
I'm a raging enthusiast.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Lee, same question before we left the break, and I'll repeat it in case you are trying to look on our website to get a peek of Jennifer.
I am not. I'm going to be pleasantly surprised when the time comes.
And you will be, by the way. Okay, I'm your new manager. Okay, now, Lee, here we go. You mentioned self-confidence, self-esteem, comfort level, building like a future together, make each other happy as inner qualities that are important to you. Are you impressed, Lee, that I remembered everything you said, by the way?
I'm impressed when you take good notes.
Yes, I do. Leah would have said that if you didn't say it. I take great notes. Anyway, what are some of the outer qualities or external qualities that are important to you?
Well, you know, I'm not at the point where I don't want to be attracted to the woman. I do. You know, there are physical characteristics that we all like in our mate. Personally, fitness is a big part of the person that I would like to be with. I keep myself fit. I come from a background where I worked in the exercise industry for a long time, and so that's just a big part of it, and especially because I like doing active things. I want to go to the beach. I want to go skiing. I want to, you know, do things and not be afraid to, you know, be out there in a bathing suit or to exert, and hopefully the person that I'm with also carries that same mentality, and you've got to have an attraction for each other. You want to be able to look in the other person's eyes and smile and know what each other's thinking, and it's a great feeling.
Let me ask you this. Let's start with Lee. If you had to put a weighted factor on what's most important, the inner or the external, what percentage would you put on the inner versus the external? Because everyone weighs things differently.
Right.
Right. And I truly believe it's a 50-50. You know, someone who can be very attractive on the outside, but unfortunately has a dark side on the inside, you know, that's a losing formula. And unfortunately, there's some, I have some very great friends that are wonderful on the inside that I'm just not attracted to. And so, therefore, they're great friends, but it's not a long-term partner relationship.
So, okay, so Jennifer, same question. How would you weight the factor? Lee said 50-50. What would you give the inner versus the external?
You know, I'm gonna agree with the 50-50, although I think it shifts as time goes on. I think initially more of the external stuff is important as you get to know someone and you start to find out who that inner person is. That's going to become more important as time goes on. So it's hard to say, you know, yep, it's definitely going to be 50-50 because ultimately down the road, maybe it'll be 0-100.
Yeah.
You know, none of us are getting prettier as we get older, right? So you're going to have to like a lot of what's on the inside, ultimately, if it's going to be long-term.
I don't know if you keep using Asante Organic, I think we're going to look good.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there is a song, a country western song, that the girls get prettier at closing time. In the bar. So maybe people do get prettier. But that brings up my next point. The point is it's all subjective anyway,
it
the
is.
External.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's all through your own filters. And we will announce when we have how to recognize red flags in potential partners. And people, the listeners out there, if you attend, you can learn how to understand your own unconscious attraction strategies and unconscious selection criteria. That's the key when you make selections, and sometimes it just doesn't work very well.
Agreed.
So, okay, let's go to another question. We still have time, but it's looking pretty good right now.
It is.
Remember the movie Top Gun with
Tom Cruise
and
yes.
Kelly McGillis?
Yes.
And she, they had that
she
thing.
Did not age. She does not use Asante. She did not age well.
Yeah, she was really cute at a younger years. But remember the scene when she said, you know, burning and crashing, and he says it's looking pretty good so far?
Yes.
That's what it looks like right now. It looks pretty good so far. At least that's my opinion, and Leah, I think your opinion.
You know what? I think it's a match so far.
It's looking good. Now, let's ask a couple other questions, and one would be Jennifer, what types of things do you believe in general about men? Just in general. Any generalizations you have about men?
They're so yummy.
Wow.
I grew up a tomboy, so I always played with boys, and I always preferred
them. I'm with
them.
Her. I'm with
Lee
her.
Hung up. He's on his way over already.
You know,
what's going on here?
So what do I believe in general? I think that they're just... I'm a big fan of testosterone, so I'm just gonna go with, you know, they're fun to be around.
Well, you know what I like about men? They don't play games like women
yeah.
do. They
most of them don't, as a general rule.
I think most of them don't.
There,
well, there's players, but I think women tend to hold grudges.
Mm.
You know, you get into a fight, a woman hold a grudge, whereas a guy, you know, he will vent it and it's done.
Wow.
Love that. Men fight fair. Whereas women don't always tend to fight fair, so I love that.
Wow. So Lee, Jennifer said men are yummy.
No male bashing in this room.
No.
I like
no.
that.
No.
So Lee, yummy. Are you a yummy bear? No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's a gummy bear. Okay.
First of all, that's a yes, and I'll come back with women are delicious.
Delicious. That's
wow.
your. That's the answer. So what you believe about women is that they're delicious.
Delicious. I mean, they smell nice, they feel nice, they take care of themselves, they pamper themselves. It's just a whole different world. And yeah, it's especially the right one. It's absolutely delicious.
Wow. So are women in general, now remember the question was in general, you say women are delicious. If the question was phrased, what would your special soulmate be like? How would you describe that person? Utterly delicious.
I mean, that's a 10-plus, because that's a combination of not only the outer beauty, but the inner beauty as well, and the core values, and the ethics, and the confidence. It's a whole package.
Another question. Let's go with Lee this time. What are the odds that you will find your soulmate? the odds.
100%.
Oh, 100% he gives.
Woo!
And Jennifer, what are the odds that you'll find your soulmate?
100%.
Wow, 100%. So you're both
no
very confident
mm-hmm.
that there is a soulmate out there for both of you.
No question in my mind. You know, it takes patience sometimes. It can be a little frustrating along the way. You know, and there's that expression where you say you'll kiss a lot of frogs. Or, but the reality is, yeah, I'm a true believer, and I'm willing to wait.
Wow. So are you willing to wait too, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's important. You're not going to rush into anything.
Nope.
Okay. So let me ask Jennifer, what would you expect from, let's say, Lee? If you were dating a year, what would a phenomenal first anniversary date be like?
It would probably involve a beach somewhere.
Oh, you like the
Definitely.
Water?
Oh, yeah. I'm a water baby.
Wow.
It would be romantic and relaxing.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
Romantic. So you'd be on the beach or a restaurant with candlelight at the beach, right, overlooking the ocean?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Okay, Lee, I guess, I think you know what
no
to say.
No pressure.
But what would be an amazing first year anniversary date? So someone you've been dating a year, how would you celebrate your first year anniversary?
Well, we wouldn't just be on the beach. We would be spending a few days in a nice resort that's overlooking the water, on the beach, boardwalk, cocktails. You know, we'd do it right because at this stage, you're going to do things only one way. At least I am, and I'm going to do it right. And if beaches, I'm also a huge fan of beach and water, and so I'm just going to take her answer and kind of expand on it a little bit and make sure that there's a whole three-day weekend or four-day weekend wrapped around it.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Wow. I am impressed. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we will follow up with a few more questions and then determine if there's a match or no match. We have Jennifer in studio, Lee on the phone somewhere, I think, in Phoenix, Arizona. Is he in Phoenix, Arizona?
I think he's in Scottsdale.
You are in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match, No Match, every third Monday, by the way, from 2 to 4, starring the beautiful Leah Haben, founder and owner of SmartFem.
SmartFem.com, yes.
Yes, no doubt. Get on that website. It's really a nice website.
Well, thank you. You know, we have a banner that's Breakthrough Sports and Radio up
there.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, yeah, Leah, I should say that Leah's on the sports show, too. And
who knew?
She does really
Go
good.
Girl.
Talking to Kevin Guy every Friday.
Well,
usually.
He's a Bama boy. Of course, yeah. I'm going to talk to him.
Nice guy. Head coach and general manager for the Arizona Rattlers. And that's coming up. That's coming up next. Let's say in March, I think, is the
yes.
first game.
Yes. Well, you know, we have roller derby coming up here pretty soon.
That's right.
Love to get some of these beautiful women on Match No Match.
That would be really good. They're really cool people.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun to put one of those girls with a Michael?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, that might go really
Two
well.
Two celebrities. That might
wow.
be kind of fun.
Okay. We're going to look into that.
Yes.
So, anyway, now let's wrap up this part of it. So, Lee. Yeah, let's start with Lee. What question would you like to ask Jennifer? Any questions you have for Jennifer?
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, nice question. I love
Nicely
that.
Nicely done.
Okay, is there an answer, Jennifer, or is that something you want to contemplate?
What am I doing tomorrow night? Tomorrow's
she's
probably
going,
working.
Yeah,
I could adjust my schedule accordingly, though, perhaps.
Wow. So, wow. Lee, a nice thing. Now, Jennifer, let's have you ask Lee a question. Any question at all? Anything that pops into your mind about anything that can be said on the radio?
It cuts out quite a few things.
Okay,
it?
Lee, he's really smiling now. Okay.
High five.
Or do you want to think about it, and we'll take a caller here.
Yeah, let's take a caller.
Oh, we have a caller.
Yeah, and then think about it, because we still have plenty of time, don't we?
We do.
Yes, we do. Let's have rejoin us Mike Winiger. Did I say that right?
Yes, Mike Winiger from Asante.
Asante. Mike, welcome back.
Did you guys miss me?
We missed you tremendously. You were phenomenal. So that sounds like one of those. Was that like an AT&T commercial? Did you miss me yet? No, though, that was an AT&T cell phone. Can you
yes.
hear me yet?
Yes.
I had this citrusy smell, so I figured it was coming from that direction. I figured I'd call back in.
Ah. Wow, you want to get in on this situation, Lee? You got competition. No. So, Mike, you have a question. Have you been listening to the show?
I have.
And what are your comments so far?
My gosh, this is absolutely unbelievable. I can't wait to listen again.
Yeah.
I know. It is kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, this is very... So any observations about Jennifer or Lee that you'd like to share?
Well, you know what? Don't rush into anything.
So the tomorrow night question you would scratch.
Wow. You know, that.
It's coffee. He could do coffee.
Of course. Yeah, he could go the Wildflower Bread Company.
Exactly. Yeah. Doesn't have to be a big commitment. Yes.
I'm all for caffeine at about 10 o'clock at night. No worries there.
Yeah, good point. So don't rush in anything. That's a good observation. What other things have you noticed so far?
Well, I was on and off and on and off, so I've always... came in when Jennifer was talking.
Oh, I wonder why that is. Well, you know, one observation that I've made, both Lee and Jennifer and Michael are all very into health and fitness.
Oh, so there's something in common. So should we change the show to Match No Matches, plural? Just kidding.
Well, I think, is it a match? Is it a no match? And we have one in deck.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, that might be a new format. If this doesn't work, let's take this one. Oh, that'd be like Society, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
we don't want to do that.
Yeah. So Mike, so you're enjoying the show?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Very cool. So does any Lee or Jennifer, you want to ask anything of Mike?
Mike, don't you have something else to do? Blowing my date tomorrow night? Man. I might come, you know what, I might just show up with you guys and be like, you know, I take some notes.
Oh, yeah, that could be pretty good, right?
There we go.
Some notes on on. Remember the show? I always go back to movies. Bananas with Woody Allen.
You always bring that one up. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, did you ever see
it? I haven't seen it.
Mike, did you ever see Bananas with Woody Allen?
No, but tell me about it.
How about Lee? Have you seen it?
I did see it, but I will tell you, it was just a little while ago.
So do you remember the honeymoon scene commented by Howard Cosell? Do you remember that one?
Oh, blow by blow honeymoon with
it was
Howard
funny.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Well, if you haven't seen Bananas, everyone, that's their assignment until they come on next month. Okay, so Mike, any other comments? These are good comments so far.
Well, you know, any other questions? I love answering questions.
Well, you're next. You're on deck next month for the questions. We'll have a woman in studio to and we'll ask you questions, and the woman next month in studio. And we'll see if it's a match, no match.
Gotta love it.
What do you think, Mike?
You know what? Don't we have another subject for the show for next month?
No, this is match, no match. Now, I have a question for everybody on
Yes.
Okay. What is it that you hope to get out of your next relationship?
Nice
question. What was the shortfall in the last one, and what do you hope to gain in the next one?
Yeah, good. Jennifer, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. You know, I think I was really missing the conversation. I was really missing an ability to be able to express my thoughts and my opinions and have them be appreciated for what they are, my thoughts and my opinions. It's not a judgment. It's not a, you know, it's not a anything other than this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. I do a lot of reading. So sometimes I like to process that, and I like to have somebody to talk to about stuff and get – I'm always interested in other people's opinions. I'm always interested in other people's perceptions of things. So it's –
Bantering.
I really – oh, I love to banter.
Oh,
absolutely.
Me too.
Absolutely. So for me, you know, just I think that if you've got good conversation in a kind way – mm-hmm. And a intelligent way.
Respectful.
Would be very respectful.
Honoring
yeah.
way. Yes.
Absolutely. That's important
like it.
To me.
Nice answer. Lee, since you're the participant for this month, what is the answer to Leah's questions? And what was yeah. you want to repeat the question?
No, let me just reply okay. to Jennifer. Say, first of all, I am a good listener. And, opinions, everybody's got one. But I like the fact that you're just looking to banter it about to get it out there and process it and no, not be judged based on, you know, what your opinions are because everybody's got their own opinion.
Nice. That's very good. Now, Michael, what do you think of those two answers and what advice would you give these young people?
The advice I would give them is, you know, just always keep in the back of your mind, honor, respect, ethics. You know, when I look at every single solitary person in life, I was telling somebody this, and it doesn't matter how old they are or how what profession they're in, even a person that's, you know, standing, you know, a homeless person, I look at every single solitary person, what processes through my head and what I actually see. I go, you know what, that person, that guy or that girl, that was somebody's child at one time. You know, that it, when they were 5 or 6 years old, whether it's a boy, he's playing with the trucks, he's in the sandbox, this is a little girl playing with her doll, things like that, you know. And you wouldn't disrespect a little person, you know what I mean? And the thing is that that's somebody's child who was loved a certain way. And if anything, I don't care who they are, what they do, respect, honor, ethics, honesty, integrity. Treat that person the way you want it to be treated yourself. And I think with that, it's the relationship will last forever.
Now we need one more guy so we could turn it into the Bachelor show. Bachelor number one. Hey, Tom. Oh, you can't do it. All right. So that's very good. So, Michael, let me ask your opinion. Is this a match between Lee and Jennifer, in your opinion, or not?
I think they should, they should get together and meet each other and take those words of advice and apply them.
Okay, now let's ask, Leah.
Lee or Leah? Which
no,
one
Leah.
Do you want, darling?
I'm going to go, she called me darling. Okay, Leah, you think it's a match?
You know what? I do think it's a match.
Okay, and let's go to Jennifer first. Is this a potential match with Lee?
Short answer, yes.
There's a short answer, and it's Y-E-S. Yes, Lee, you're on the spot. So, I'm going to say it's a match as well. It's unanimous, but Lee, you have to make the final decision. And wait, maybe we should play music before you go ahead and decide on this. And here we go. We're not sure what music. Maybe a drum roll will even be more appropriate. Here we go. Don't answer yet. Here's the drum roll. Okay. Not quite it. All right. And Tom's a drummer. Okay. So, Lee, take your time. Is this a match or no match?
This is a match.
Oh, wow. The crowd goes crazy. This is great. So this is exciting because we're going to give you a $25 gift card to Wildflower Bread Company. Phenomenal restaurant. I'm there every day. These guys are great. This happens to be at the AMC Deer Valley location, but I believe you can go probably to any location. I think there's 11 locations. I think one is in Flagstaff.
I got to tell you, I really like them.
Oh, it's a great, they are so great. And if you do go to the AMC location, you don't have to, but if you do, say hi to Jen, the general manager, Jen for Jennifer, and Lori, the manager, who contributed this card to make your match no match a special date.
And Lee, I'm going to be handing this over to Jennifer.
Yes. So you better get on the ball, because if she goes there without you, she gets the prize. No, but it's for both of you. And any parting words, Lee, to Jennifer?
Well, let me first start. Give Mike a high five for finally having my back. I appreciate the wisdom there. For a while there, I really was questioning it. Well done. You pulled it off the clutch. And Jennifer, I absolutely look forward to meeting you.
And we'll get, how do we do this? Just exchange emails, Leah, or off the air?
Phone numbers are preferable.
Yeah, and we'll do it off the air. So
we'll
you
do
guys,
it off the air because, you know, Jennifer don't want you flooded with phone calls.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. And you would be. And Jennifer, any parting words for Lee?
No, I'm actually really looking forward to meeting you, Lee. It's going to be
Game
fun.
On. Yeah.
Game on.
Wow. And Mike, why don't you stay on the line and we can continue our discussion. In fact, if we want, we can have everyone on the line.
Absolutely.
And a discussion about marriage versus the wedding. That's our topic for today. Lee, you have some time? And Mike, do you both have time?
I got plenty of time.
And that sounded like Mike. How about Lee?
Me, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to the real world.
Okay, that's okay. So, but we'll put you in touch with Jennifer. And Mike, you stay on the line. We'll continue our discussion. And Jennifer, you have some time to stay?
I got some time, sure.
All right, we'll continue our discussion.
Wow.
This is great. Lee, thank you so much for being on Match No Match.
You did a great job.
Appreciate it, Jennifer. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, congratulations. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. Match, no match topic, the wedding versus the marriage. We're going to have a nice conversation with myself, Leah, Jennifer, and Mike. We'll be right back.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.